This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, where we talk about liberal lunacy, and I promise you, we've already had in the broadcast, early in the broadcast, an hour of leftist lunacy that compares to nothing in the world. I mean, it's like Mount Vesuvius erupting with mudslides and 14 Irmas blowing all over the world at the same time. There's nothing compares to the storm of liberalism around the world. Leftism at its finest. You don't believe me, do you? You're like, Kevin Jackson, you prove it. Well, first of all, let me give you some housekeeping. KJRadio.com is where you can get more about the show. And if you dare, call the show, 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. And I want to hear from you. Good, bad, or ugly, we want to hear from you. We read your stuff. If you send me a note, I'll read it from time to time. Sometimes I just cover your discussions. Before I get into the liberal lunacy that I wanted to talk about, there's a lady that sent me a note. She called, actually. And she says to me, Kevin, why do you want that girl who said she had her first abortion in Seattle, why do you want her to have babies? And I go, I don't want her to have babies. What are you talking about? She's saying, because I'm pro-life, that I'm wanting this chick to have babies. That's not what that meant. And by the way, the lady says she's 88 years old. She's raised two sons. She's an 88-year-old white lady. She's raised two sons. And, you know, why would I want this woman to procreate? She wouldn't know how to be a mom. I completely agree with this lady. I completely agree. What I'm saying is, as much as, you know, look, I can't tell a woman whether to have a child or not to have a child. But what I will tell you is she needs to understand she's killing a baby. Good or bad, we have to agree on that. Now, do I want her to have kids? No. It's Martha Plimpton. These kids look like trolls. Have you seen, what was the movie, Goonies? I couldn't tell if they were saying Martha Plimpton was a Goonie or if it was a Goonie that was a Goonie. She looks like a Goonie. But, you know, I get the difference between, oh, Kevin, if she didn't have the abortion, she would have had that baby or whatever. Yeah, but maybe her actions would have changed. Maybe she would have picked a different dude. It's Martha Plimpton. I can't say that she would have. She doesn't get a lot of choices. But I'm not telling you I want liberal women having babies. But if you want to rationalize that to say, well, Kevin, there's a reason to kill a kid, because she shouldn't have a baby. Many women who would make good mothers are making the decision to have abortions because of the peer pressure. And they are prepared to be good moms. I could have been aborted by my mother. My mother had my brother, and then 6 months later, she found out she was pregnant with me while she was in the process of leaving my dad. What do you think the average woman would have done today? I ain't going to have two kids by this crazy man. So I could have been aborted. So I take the idea of abortion personally, because I know in today's time, you might not be hearing my voice. Young black woman, you know, pregnant with her second baby by a derelict. Easy choice there, baby cakes. So that's what I'm saying. So I understand, yeah, I don't want these stupid women having babies, but I want them making better choices. Don't be being proud that you're out killing people. That would be like Bundy going, yeah, you know, the first murder I had. Thanks, Seattle. Thanks for welcoming me. The first person I killed, yeah, it was a college girl. She's a pretty little thing. She was, at the University of Oregon. Yeah, and, I saw her. She was just so cute. And she had this little spring flower dress on and carrying her books and, you know, talking to another girl. And I cased her, you know. And it was just, it was a joy. And I did that right here. Yeah. Woo! Go Ted Bundy! Ted Bundy! He's amazing! So I would ask the lady that's mad at me for saying I want people to not kill babies to explain to me what you would say if Ted Bundy were celebrating his first kill. You know, my second kill was even more exciting. It was thrilling, in fact. I'll tell you why. I go into the girls' dorm. Three of them are sleeping. You know, I kill all three of them with a hammer, a claw hammer. Yeah. Not even a peep out of them, not a scream. You know, a hammer is very quiet. It's very quiet. You know, anyway, it was thrilling. It was exhilarating. In fact, go ahead and show the pictures. I mean, what do you want me to say? So look, I don't want these people procreating any more than you, but I don't want people killing babies. And whatever Martha Plimpton does, it isn't what she did. It's the fact that Martha Plimpton potentially could influence tens, you know, dozens, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands. You know how we have to kill the metric system when we say things in America? It could be tens, it could be hundreds. We have to say dozens. Anyway, it could be tens, it could be hundreds, or thousands of girls get influenced by her. All these girls that are out there, yeah, I'm for abortion, woohoo, yeah. I don't want them having babies, but I want them not influencing young girls who are good, who may be out there killing kids, because let me tell you what happens to those ladies. They grow up with a hatred in their soul. They don't know why. They killed a kid, and they were told it was okay, and then it all comes flooding back. And then these girls end up choosing the wrong men. They make lifestyle choices that no longer fit their morals and values. How do we change society if we just allow that? By saying, it's okay, Martha Plimpton, I don't want you to have babies anyway. I don't want her to have babies. She'd be a horrible mother. She's a horrible human being. But I'm still going to protect the baby. And you know what? I want to point out, it's her pain that's speaking. It isn't her pride in having an abortion. It's her pain. That's what I said in the post. It's Martha Plimpton's pain. She's not up there celebrating that. I mean, all jokes aside, I said, you know, she probably doesn't get a whole lot of choices getting laid. But it's her pain. It's what she misses about motherhood. I don't know if she's a mom now or whatever. Don't know, don't care. But I'll tell you this. She can't sit up there and tell me she's celebrating that. I know better than that. I know the psychology of people. And she was sharing her pain. And I would much rather Martha Plimpton would go up there and say, you know what, girls? Don't make the wrong choices in men. If you're going to pick a guy to have sex with, pick the right guy. Pick a guy that you believe you're in a relationship with and you potentially could want to have his baby. That's how you pick your partners. You don't pick your partner because you get drunk or he's cute and have unprotected. In this day and time, is anyway, having unprotected sex. And I could go on. You don't do that. That's the message I want Martha Plimpton talking about. And the only way we're going to get her talking about it is if we can embarrass her. If we can embarrass the whole lot of them to say, look, I'm not telling you to go out and have babies. If you don't want to have kids, don't have them. But don't use abortion as birth control. Use your brain as birth control. Use your common sense. Use the gifts that God gave you so that you can make a determination of do you want to have a baby by this man or not. Don't let doctors and lawyers tell you, oh, it was just a whatever. No, it was a baby. And you killed a baby. And I will protect those kids till the day I die. Anyway, we got a short break. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, racepimping.com, and also radio show host at the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, kjradio.com. I want to talk to you about the stupidity of liberalism as it pertains to the police. Now, you guys know, don't go there, you know how much I love the police. I think these guys are awesome. I'm not telling you that all of them are great, but the majority of the police that I've run into are amazing guys. You find the occasional guy with a chip on his shoulder, and generally speaking, if you're nice to him, he doesn't use the chip on you, right? The chip doesn't fall off on you. But for the most part, these guys are nice. They want to get home. You want them to get home. Be safe out there, brother, sister, whatever. Good for them. But occasionally they make a mistake. In the Portland, of course, what are we talking about? Portland, Oregon. They have decided to do something in the police department that I find unbelievable. They're going to get rid of their gang database. Now, you know what gangs do. You know who gangs are. Now, this is no longer West Side Story. I don't know. Was it West Side Story? Was it the white boys against the Latinos? I think it was. I haven't seen this show. I ain't going to lie. I almost saw it on Broadway, and I was like, nah, it ain't worth it. And anyway, but I haven't seen it. I've seen pieces of it, and I know Natalie Wood is in it because she was a dish. And I always like seeing Natalie Wood in anything But I only saw bits and pieces where they're like, you know, the snap. Because people don't gang fight like that, but, you know, it's kind of like Michael Jackson's Beat It video. That's not how they fight. But anyway, it got me thinking when I saw this story. When is the last time I've actually heard of a white gang? The only white gang that I know of are motorcycle gangs. Hell's Angels. And I believe they're mostly white. Are they all white? I don't know. Because I think they're kind of racist, too. I'm not sure. I don't want to cast aspersions on the Hell's Angels. But, you know, it's not for everybody. I'll put it that way. They got a certain clientele that I think they call themselves, like, 1%ers or 3%ers or something. Because it's like all the biker gangs in the country, 97 or whatever percentage, are like totally benign. But these 1% or 3% are like hellions. And so I know there's like, not the gypsies, the zombies, but there's Hell's Angels and there's another one, because they got into a fight in Vegas. I saw it on TV. And one of my buddies is a member of the other one. And he happened to be in Vegas at the time. And he was telling us a story at the bar, like, man, that was something else, because there was shots ringing out and, you know, guys slugging it out. And I think the other gang outnumbered the Hell's Angels at the time and got the best of them. So those guys slug it out all the time. But those are the only, and again, and the other gang allowed Hispanics. I know that for a fact. Not because my buddy was a white dude, but I know they had Hispanics in the gang, because when I saw the thing, the Hell's Angels guys were, it seemed like they were all white, and maybe, yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't want to put them in the wrong light. They already got in a bad light as it is. But the other gang, it starts with an M. Not the mobsters, but the morph. God, it bugs me. I can't think of it. Can you guys look up just gangs, biker gangs, and tell me who it is? Because it'll drive me crazy. But anyway, so the point is, those are the only white gangs I know. And they don't do business the way, you know, like the Crips and the Bloods and MS-13 and all that. When you hear about gangs, it's generally Crips, Bloods, MS-13, the Zetas, you know, people like that. So it's either black or Hispanic. And occasionally, you might hear of like the Japanese Yakuza in town or whatever. But it's so small, it's crazy. And certainly in Portland, Oregon, if you were trying to be in a Japanese gang, man, you stick out like a kangaroo in a dinner jacket. So anyway, the Portland has decided that they're going to nix their gang database. And here's what the article says. Portland police will no longer maintain a database of suspected gang members due to concerns that the vast majority of people with the gang label are racial minorities. Now, you guys saw this coming. You know, I tried to sneak it in on you with all that talk about the white gangs, but you knew what was coming. And the thing about it, how crazy is that? So they've got gangs on the streets in Portland, and they say, you know what? We study these gangs, gang members, so when we're out and about, we know what's going on with the gang-related stuff. Gang-related stuff means they're dealing drugs, they're into prostitution, whatever. So you want to know who, when I stop somebody, I want to know, okay, I remember this guy from the gang database, and he is involved in murder for hire, whatever. And you know. So if there's a suspicion of something, you already know who you're dealing with. You got an idea of how dangerous is he? Is he an enforcer? Is he an earner? I don't know how gangs do their stuff, but whatever his rank is, you would know. But now the Portland police go, no, we don't want to know that. We just want to go it on our own. We don't want anybody to believe that we're profiling gang members. Now, the thing you might be saying to yourself is, well, Kevin, are they saying that there are no white people in gangs? I guess. I'm sure in the gangs around Portland, there's the occasional wigga, that's what they call them, white dude who's joining, the Crips. I don't know. I'm just guessing because, you know, Eminem is a rapper, right? So you have to figure there's got to be at least one dude that's in a black gang somewhere. Do they join the Hispanic gangs? Maybe there's a white dude that speaks Spanish, and he's part of the whole gang scene over there. I don't know. But what I can tell you is, for the most part, white kids that I know are no longer doing a whole lot of gang banging. Now, I haven't been to the poor areas of town where white people live, but my suspicion is it's kind of played out. They're like, we're poor, but big deal. I haven't seen it. Maybe you guys can enlighten me. 844-551-8255. Maybe you are in a white gang. Maybe one of your kids are. Or your daughter. You know, who knows? I'm just saying. I don't want it all to be boys. Maybe you know somebody, a white kid in a gang. I just don't. I mean, I don't even hear about it. Starting October 15th, the Portland Police Bureau will end the 20-year practice of issuing gang member designations, which people say can lead to, quote, unintended consequences and a lifelong stigma, even for those who've given up the gang lifestyle. I don't disagree with that. If you want to say, look, oh, Charlie, he used to be in a gang in the 60s, but he's 72. You know, he's not gangbanging. I get that. But I don't get it for the kids that you still suspect being in the gangs. I don't get it. It says officials intend to notify approximately 300 people on the gang list bureau that the gang list bureau will purge all records related to the designation. So they're going to not only do it, they're going to tell them. You've been purged. City officials and community activists have long urged the bureau to stop attaching the gang designation to criminal suspects, claiming the practice disproportionately impacted people of color. I wonder why. Crips and Bloods? Why is it everybody knows who the heck a Crip or a Blood is? Because there's a lot of black folks in gangs. But we're going to solve the problem, typically, the way black liberals do, by pretending it doesn't exist. Yeah, that works every time, doesn't it? Certainly help black people in schools and, you know, in business and elsewhere.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Some things about the left just make me mad. They make me mad, boys. My grandpa would say, make me madder than a mule chewing on honeybees. Oh, Lord, I get mad. And because certain things just make no sense whatsoever. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, I am Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. So, Kevin, what are you so mad about? What are you upset about, my brother? Thank you for asking, Malcolm. I'm sorry, Minister Farrakhan. I'm mad because Michelle Obama was named best dressed. I said it. Now, how are you? How do you feel? Michelle Obama, named best dressed by Vanity Fair. I know you guys don't read Vanity Fair. Your girlfriend, does she read Vanity Fair? Vanity Fair. Does she read Vanity Fair? No? Good, because she's not a lefty, right? Okay, cool. She read Cosmo? Just curious. You've seen Cosmo laying around your place, haven't you? Cosmo's like a little step towards Vanity Fair, I'm telling you. Next thing you know, man, she's wearing Birkenstocks and tie-dye and not shaving her armpits. Keep your eye on her. Just say, yeah, okay, you feel safe. You feel safe. Good, 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 good. Just remember, famous last words. I've warned you. You get rid of Cosmo. You don't need Cosmo anyway. Let me tell you about Cosmo. If you get Cosmo over, say, 20 issues, I promise you, you will see the same titles just repurposed. You know, 7 ways to light his fire. Light his fire in 7 ways. Ways to light his fire in 7 times. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just a regurgitation. How to tell if your man is cheating. How to tell if your man is into you. How to tell if your man is blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's crazy stuff. Or, you know, it'll be how to fool your man with me. How to make your bra look bigger than, you know, your chest look bigger than it really is or whatever. How to, you know, whatever. Accent your body. This bathing suit can fit you. It isn't, whatever it is, I promise you, they've done 3 titles of it over a 12 to 20 month period. Say 24 months. It's the same title repurposed. And don't dare go over the history of Vanity Fair. Outside of, you know, things changing with the times. It's the same old drivel. Women want it, they want it. Whatever. Michelle Obama named best dressed. What do you even say to that? Have you followed her couture? I've looked at her couture, and occasionally Michelle Obama might wear a dress that you go, that's stylish. Yeah, that's okay on her. But that's about it. That is as big a compliment as you can get out of me from Michelle Obama's dresses. And I'm not trying to be cruel. People will listen to me saying this and, oh, Kevin, you just don't like the Obamas. I don't care. If Obama likes dating a chick that kind of is dudish, good for him. There are guys that like that. They're kind of effeminate, and they like a stronger woman. I mean, Michelle Obama has beautiful arms for a dude. And, you know, there are women, you know, that you want them to see get the, you know, the form in their arms. I will admit, you know, when you see a woman with jiggly arms, you kind of want to say, hey, come, I'll help you, you know, in the weight room with that. Because you can't, I mean, I've never had jiggly arms, but I can't imagine, you know, going to move something and then there's still being activity after I do it. Like I'm writing on the chalkboard and it's still activity. You know, whoo, 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 while my arm is moving. I'm just saying. And people will get mad at me. Kevin, you're fat shaming. I'm not fat shaming. My grandmother had jiggly arms because she, my grandmother probably weighed, I think she weighed one, when she was younger, she weighed 156. And then when she got a little older, she got up to like 170. And then she started losing weight when she got like in her 80s. And she probably went down to like 140. She got a little skinny. But my grandmother had not bad, but she had a little fat under the, you know, under her arm, at her tricep. And women get that. They know this. It's one of the first places that the, you know, the fat tends to go. And, you know, but she didn't have what I would call jiggly arms, but she had, you know, chunky arms. But Michelle Obama got dude arms. That's just it. And I know people go, well, Kevin, women can work out. You're exactly right. But hers are just, you know, a little more toned than probably most guys. And I got friends that bodybuild and stuff like that, and women friends, and, you know, it's a good look. I mean, if you're into kind of girls that are built like guys. Two of my friends are bodybuilders, and they are just, you know, I mean, in my best shape, I didn't look like them. I ain't even joking. Just too much for me, though. Anyway, the left, they pretend to never get enough of the Obamas, and they'll do just about anything to make the world believe in their undying devotion to the royal black pair. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Barack Obama given a Nobel Peace Prize while he fought three wars abroad and created a civil war inside America. Had black people hating white people more than ever. Meanwhile, Michelle Obama's starving school kids oversaw the biggest waste of food in modern history. If she were a Republican first lady, people would be, they'd call her a food junker or something. They'd give her a name. She'd have a nickname. Unbelievable. Oh, but that's right. The president, the first lady, the formers, they're black. So the fawning continues. Why? Because they're black. Listen, look, I know y'all don't want to say it, but it's true. 8 months into the Trump administration and the ruse of the Obamas continues. The left continue pining away for their beloved Obamas, lest they force themselves to admire real royalty. That would be the Trump family. And in its continued subterfuge, Vanity Fair named Michelle Obama best dressed as they honor their annual fashionistas. This year, Michelle Obama, she got it. And just for shiggles, I'm going to ask you this. Do you believe the leftist fashion rag put lovely fashion model turned First Lady Melania Trump in their magazine? What do you think? So the Daily Caller says this. Vanity Fair celebrated the world's royalty and celebrities in its annual best dress list, published on Wednesday. Inductees included Prince Philip, Queen Letizia of Spain, Justin Trudeau of, he's from Canada, Emmanuel and Brigitte Macron from France, and of course, Barack and Michelle Obama. This year's list seems to overrepresent politicians and royalty. Sure, some celebrities are to be expected, like Rihanna, who's been the face of Dior. But did Prince Philip really deserve to be in this year's running? He's 96 and rarely in the public eye. And where's Melania Trump? You know, the first lady and also the Slovenian immigrant who was a fashion model until 2016. Neither of these women has a patent on black heels and stripes, But I might go as far as to say that Melania looks better than Michelle. That was the end of their article. Now, I went further. I said the only way Michelle Obama beats Melania in anything related to looks or fashion is with a steep affirmative action curve. I don't even know if you have a curve that large. And for the record, that's not a criticism of Michelle Obama necessarily. But let's face it, folks. Stevie Wonder can see that Melania is head and shoulders better looking, more elegant, and more sophisticated than Michelle Obama. Period. And I know that vexes the left. Whenever you say anything about the royal black family, people just go crazy.
Kevin, you hate on Michelle Obama. I can't believe Michelle Obama.
What? Look, do this. Go back to the first time Barack Obama got elected and Michelle Obama wore the black widow suit. It was a black dress with a red hourglass in it. I'm not lying. And go look at Melania Trump in her blue, you know, no, she wore the white. No, at the convention she wore the white. At the inauguration she wore blue. Go look at what Melania wore either time. And just, excuse me, just oppose the image side by side. And tell me which one do you find more elegant or less elegant or whatever. Do it. I dare you. I'll wait. Actually, I can't wait. This is radio. But if you do it, you will come back with the same conclusion as I do. Ray Charles is rolling over in his grave if you tell him that Michelle Obama should be on the best dress list. By the way, neither should Barack Obama. And versus the Trump family. Please. And, you know, I said this when Melania went down to talk about the deal with the hurricane. I wrote of her and I said, for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud of America's first lady. And my statement was intentionally melodramatic, but only to drive home a point, as Michelle Obama did years ago. While Michelle Obama may have only been proud to be an American after Barack Obama's election, I'm proud to be a conservative woman. I mean, man. Look at America's new first lady. Whether you think of Michelle Obama, whatever you think of her, Melania set the standard. That's just a fact.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm amazed that the left works so hard to disrespect the Trump family. And they think they're making an impact on this, the first couple. They really do. They think. Let me put you in the mindset of a billionaire with a trophy wife, or a trophy wife who's married to a billionaire. Take your pick. They don't care. There's nothing you can tell them that's going to flap them. They are unflappable. Oh, she didn't make the best dress list. Who cares? Do you think Melania Trump's going, Gosh, Donald, I cannot believe that they didn't put me in Vanity Fair for the best dressed. I mean, I feel as though I dress better than Michelle Obama. I don't even know how Melania talks, because I don't hear her talk very much. But do you think she's concerned? Do you think she was concerned when Sophie Thiolette said, I won't make her, I'm not going to make Melania Trump dresses. I dress Michelle Obama, but I won't dress Melania Trump. Do you think Melania Trump was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? The woman who dressed Michelle Obama, and I'm using my finger quotes, the fashion designer. You have to say that like Elmer Fudd, because you can't take it seriously. The fashion designer. Because you can't take it seriously. Sophie Thiolette, if you dressing Michelle Obama is your definition of being a fashion designer, then Kevin Jackson is a fashion designer. I'm a fashionista. I should just become gay and put on a fedora and go, okay, I'm now a fashion designer. Because Sophie Thiolette can be one, so can I. I looked at a whole slew of dresses that this lady designed for Michelle Obama, and I promise you, not a single bit of innovation that I didn't see anything that I went, whoa. I saw one where I went like, okay, that's all right. But the majority of them, I was saying, you got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. I could have given you 15 ways I said, you've got to be kidding. 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 You get what I'm saying? And I'm not kidding. They hate her. They hate Melania Trump, who they would meet in almost any other circumstances except with their husbands or, you know, whatever. Because they, you know how women are. They would just hate on Melania. For no other reason. They just hate her. She's pretty. Probably very soft-spoken. You know, very elegant. She's elegant. Somebody described her. One of my friends said, Kevin, she's rather Jackie O. I would agree. She's got an elegant. I think she's more elegant than Jackie O, personally. And you know what I really liked? During Hurricane Harvey, when she dressed down, put on the cap that said FLOTUS, white shirt, black pants, pow, she rocked it. Even dressing down, you were like, whoa, check out Melania. You go, girl. It's your bad self. Huh. Got old James Brown on me, boy. I was like, huh, get some. Da-da-da-da-da. Hey. Because see, it was just so cool to see her not worry about being elegant. And she rocked it. I remember when Michelle Obama went, you know, like au naturel, and she came off of a plane somewhere in like Italy. She was on vacation with the daughters and Secret Service, and it was like, yikes. And they said the tennis shoes she wore were like $650. They were tennis shoes. They were like a canvas tennis shoe with a pattern. $650. And I was thinking, if Barbara Bush wore $650 tennis shoes, people would be livid. They would be, look at her, showing off being lavish. But Michelle Obama does it. Ooh, they whoever designed those shoes, I don't remember who it is, but they were like blowing up because people were like, oh, Michelle Obama wore, you know, some Covinos or whatever they were. They weren't Covinos, but whatever they were. Maybe I should have a line of shoes called Covinos. Get somebody on the left to wear them. Maybe I get Kim Kardashian to wear my Covinos. But I digress. What I really wanted to talk about was celebrity chefs. I told you, people hate the Trumps. They don't even know why. They're told, you must hate the Trumps. This is the left. They say, you got to hate the Trumps. Don't come to my cocktail party telling me things like, you know, I've been really paying attention to Donald Trump, and it's not, this old chap's not doing that bad. You'll never come back to my party. Get out. And people are looking over and they see it. So they go and do, so Bill, what do you think about the Trumps? Ah, I can't stand them. But I do love these hors d'oeuvres. Hey, can you have Charles send over another drink? Shoot. These bourgeois cocktail sippers. That's what I call them. Bourgeois cocktail sippers. They want to be so relevant. They want for you to make the jet set, you've got to think like them. Because if you don't think like them, you don't get invited to the party. You don't get invited. Is that your bag? Be honest, conservatives. Look, I'm up for a party. There are times where I go, why am I not getting invited to speak over here or there? I'm not on the list. I'll be blunt. I have to, my team, we scratch and claw to get me into stuff. And people probably, Kevin, with your personality and your good looks and charm, I did that intentionally because I knew y'all would look up. I knew you guys would look up and be like, whatever. Look, if you're going to look up. But don't roll your eyes when you look up because then you get me mad. And then I'm not talking to the audience anymore. I'm talking to my producers. Anyways, I was saying that of other people saying of me, Kevin, with your personality, your good looks, and your charm, surely you get invited to everything. And it's just not true. I don't get invited. I find out about stuff after the fact. They have Jonah Goldberg there, and I'm like, okay, congratulations. Or Bill Kristol. Have you met Bill? Look, you probably haven't met Bill Kristol. Don't invite Bill Kristol to it. He's monotone. Because Donald Trump, he's, of course, he's a moron. And I listen to these guys. I'm like, really? Why would you pay the kind of coin it takes to get Bill Kristol to come out to hear this dude, you know, with try to be William F. Buckley without the skills, you know? Waste of space. But people invite these guys. They're like in the in crowd. And those guys are in the in crowd because they don't like Trump. So they walk. They get two sides of the fence. They got the rhinos and they got the Democrats because they can go to anything. So they charge Democrats $25,000, $50,000 to come bash Trump. If I wanted to make that kind of money bashing Trump, I could just go, yeah, man, I switched over. Donald Trump is a mess. And if I put the word out or a press release, leftists would light me up. Kevin, we'd love to invite you to our gathering. Rhinos would light me up. I'd be speaking at Paul Ryan's house with people opening their wallets up to give me money on the fly. That's just how it is. They can't stand Trump. And you know why? It's very simple. Trump is successful. Trump is accountable. I'm not talking about successful in his own right as a person. I'm talking about successful as a president. As much as they've tried to throw things in his way, thwart him at all, every turn, he's successful. This travel ban. You guys heard about this? Travel ban. Gone. I mean, it's in place. They finally approved it. Any hoopla over that? No, maybe we'll talk more about it in a bit. Because I want to talk about Hollywood and their hatred of Trump. For no reason, not even knowing why. It's like black people hate Republicans, and you go, why? Man, because they invoke slavery. No, they freed the slaves. Oh, man, you lying. Democrats feed the slaves. Nope. Abraham Lincoln was a Democrat, boy. You know, no, he was a Republican. And you could go on. I could tell you the silliest stuff I've heard from black folks that's completely wrong. And you start straightening them out, and they're like, oh, dude, I'm going to have to look that up. Well, it would be the first thing you've looked up. Anyway, Anthony Bourdain, I can't stand this guy. And, you know, I watch a lot of cooking shows. I know, Secret Chain. I've revealed it. And occasionally, you know, say yes to the dress, you know, just as a drive-by. But I'll get stuck on it because I'll see some girl acting nutty and I got to watch it. And occasionally, Rich Housewives, because it's the same reason. I'm not seeking these things out. My TV may just be on it because the previous thing I was watching on that channel. Don't try to judge. Don't judge me. Anyway, Bourdain says he would dish poison if Donald Trump and Kim Jong Il made reservations for two. Yeah, they he has a show called Parts Unknown, and it's funny. I would see this guy. He's a good looking guy, you know, chef guy, you know, typical. He looks like Sam Malone kind of thing, and on Cheers. And I would see him, and I was like, oh, he seems like a good guy. You know, he's a chef, very respected, and when I just saw him as a chef, I liked the guy. Then he started getting political. And it's okay. Look, if you want to tell me I like Hillary, I don't like Trump, no problem. But when you say I would poison the president, and then he essentially equates him with Kim Jong-un by saying, here's what he says. He calls Kim Jong-un a chubby, evil little F. I've heard this guy on other shows, Unplugged, where on cable, and the dude is foul. He's a foul-mouthed bully that's too caught up in the idea that he can throw some ingredients together. When did chefs get this rock star? I mean, look, I love going to Spago and eating at, you know, different chefs' restaurants and all that. But seriously, when did they become so egotistical to believe that they could talk about politics?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.